每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
1月18日，避难之所。上帝是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。46篇1节。自由女神像落成100周年，她的荣耀历史告诉人们，美国是个移民国家，我们几乎每个人都可以追溯自己的祖先到另外一片土地。越南战争之后，成千上万的难民来到美国，为他们自己和家庭寻找避难之处，远离战争、饥饿和缺乏。美国为数百万人提供了安全的避风港，在这里，移民可以追求他们的盼望和梦想。正如自由女神像手中的火炬，上帝的光芒照耀着逃离生活风暴的人们。上帝就是我们的避难所，如赞美诗中所说，他是我们患难中的帮助。我太太曾经听说过这样一个故事，一个贫穷的中国妇女上山割草，背上背着一个娃娃，身旁还跟着一个孩子。她的手里拿着割草的镰刀，就在他们快要到山顶的时候，她听到一声吼叫。她回头一看，吓得魂飞魄散，一只母老虎向她扑来，后面还跟着两只幼崽。他没有读过书，也没有去过教堂，但是他听一位传教士说过耶稣，他可以在危难中搭救你。于是，当母老虎的爪子抓住他手臂的那一刻，他大呼一声：“耶稣啊，救我！”老虎居然没有再攻击他，而是掉头逃走了。诗篇91篇11节说，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切道路上保护你。现在什么样的猛兽正在扑向你呢？你也许永远也不会受到野兽的攻击，但是你会受到疑虑、恐惧、忧愁、孤独、绝望的攻击。求告耶稣吧，他一定会救你，就像他救了那个中国妇女一样。让我们一同祷告。天父，你永远是我们的避难所，求你与我们同在，无论顺境还是逆境，你都带领我们。奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
January 18th, A Refuge in Time of Trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1.The 100th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty was a glorious experience and a reminder that America is an immigrant nation. Nearly all of us can trace our roots to another land. After the Vietnam War, tens of thousands of immigrants came to America as refugees. They were looking for safe havens for themselves and their families, away from wars and hunger and need. America has provided a safe haven for millions, a place where immigrants can pursue their hopes and dreams. Like the torch held by the lady in the harbor, God's light shines to signify that He is a refuge for those who wish to flee from the storms of life, a helper in the time of storms, as the hymn says. My wife once heard this story about a poor woman who went up to the foothills in a Chinese town to cut the grass. Her baby was tied to her back, and a little child walked beside her. In her hand was a sickle to cut the grass. Just as she reached the top of a hill, she heard a roar. Frightened, she turned and saw a mother tigress springing at her, followed by her two cubs. The illiterate Chinese woman had never attended school or church, but a missionary once told her about Jesus, who is able to help you when you are in trouble. As the tiger's claws tore into her arm, the woman cried out, "Oh Jesus, help me!" The tiger, instead of attacking again, suddenly turned and ran away. The Bible says, "He will give His angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways." Psalm 91:11. What beasts are attacking you? Chances are you will never be attacked by a wild beast, but you will be attacked by doubts, by fears of other kinds, by worry, by loneliness, by despair. Cry out to Jesus, and He will answer you just as surely as the Chinese woman's desperate cry was heard and answered. Let us pray. Father, You are always our refuge. We pray that You will be with us and that You will lead us in times of trouble as well as in good times. In Jesus' name, Amen.